The number of journalists killed worldwide for their work nearly doubled this year. That information comes from a new report by the Committee to Protect Journalists. The New York-based group reported that 34 journalists were killed because of their work as of December 14th, while at least 53 were killed in all. That compares to 18 retaliation killings among the 47 deaths confirmed by the committee in 2017. The new report lists the name of Jamal Khashoggi, who wrote opinion pieces for The Washington Post. Khashoggi was a native of Saudi Arabia, but fiercely critical of its ruling family. He went missing on October 2nd during a visit to Saudi Arabia's diplomatic offices in Istanbul. Turkish officials claim he was attacked and killed inside the consulate. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced last week that the United States is still investigating the killing. However, the Central Intelligence Agency found that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved in Khashoggi's murder. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned the violence against journalists, yet the committee noted that he has called some enemies of the people. In addition to retaliation killings, media workers have died in armed conflicts or on dangerous reporting assignments. The deadliest country for journalists in 2018 has been Afghanistan, where 13 journalists were killed, the report said. Some died from suicide bombers whose actions were claimed by the militant group Islamic State. Media rights group Reporters Without Borders noted that the United States made it into the top 5 deadliest countries for journalists this year for the very first time. 6 journalists were killed nationwide. They included 4 who were among 5 people killed by a gunman who attacked the offices of Maryland's Capital Gazette newspaper on June 28th. The shooting was the deadliest single attack on the media in recent U.S. history. The man had lost a defamation case against the newspaper. 2 other journalists died while reporting on extreme weather conditions. In addition, the committee said the imprisonment of journalists has been on the rise. Changes in technology have allowed more people to practice journalism, the committee said. It added that the same technology has made journalists less important to criminal groups who once needed the media to spread their message. Time magazine last week recognized jailed and killed journalists as its Person of the Year. By name, they included Khashoggi and workers at the Maryland newspaper. The other honorees were reporters Hua Lone and Jo So U, jailed in Myanmar, and Maria Reza, held in the Philippines. Journalists have died this year in Slovakia, where 27-year-old reporter Jan Kuciak was shot while investigating suspected corruption. The committee said that at least 4 journalists were murdered in Mexico, 2 in Brazil, and 2 Palestinian journalists were killed by Israeli soldiers during protests in the Gaza Strip. In Syria and Yemen, two countries with violent civil wars, the fewest journalists were killed since 2011. Three were killed in Yemen. In Syria, the committee recorded 9 deaths, compared to a high of 31 in 2012. I'm Susan Shand.